Ever imagine, like, a whole orchestra that's totally down to play, like, Beethoven 1 minute and then jam with breakdancers the next?
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Well, that's Echo for you. And that's kind of what we're diving into today, this whole Echo Orchestra thing. They've been a big deal in West Houston for, like, a decade now.
Yeah.
But what makes them so special?
You know, it's more than just the music, right? It's the whole vibe they create, building a community through the arts. It's something else.
So their mission statement really jumps out. You ready for this? Echo fosters a vibrant community where orchestral music and the arts inspire, educate, unite, and connect people of all ages and backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just like another concert hall. They're going for something much bigger.
Definitely. See, in West Houston, you have all these different people coming together, right? It's a real melting pot.
Totally.
And Echo taps into that. Uses music to make everyone feel like they belong, you know, like they're part of something.
Yeah, and speaking of different backgrounds, they even collaborated with Salaam Bam Houston, you know, traditional Indian percussion.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? A full orchestra and
that's wild.
Indian percussionists on the same stage.
That's so cool, though. See, that's what Echo does. They mix it up, bring in all these different musical styles, and suddenly, boom, you've got something totally unique.
Now, I got to ask about this whole 501c3 thing.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty official, right?
It does. Basically, it just means they're a nonprofit, so they rely on donations and grants, things like that, to keep the music going.
Gotcha. So it's like community-powered music.
Exactly. And because of that, they can do cool stuff like free concerts and programs, so anyone can experience the music no matter what.
Speaking of experiencing, let's talk about these collaborations. Flamenco dancers, even a klezmer violinist, for those who don't know, klezmer is this really cool Jewish folk music.
Oh, yeah.
They even got the Houston Symphony in on the action and the Fly Dance Company. This isn't your grandmother's orchestra.
It's true. And it's amazing how Echo embraces all these different art forms. Like, take that Fly Dance Company collaboration. They took modern dance and orchestral music, mashed them together, and created this incredible experience.
Yeah, I saw a clip online. Blew me away. It's really amazing how music can bring people together like that, bridge those gaps. And there are tons of ways to experience Echo, obviously the concerts, but they also have lessons. You can book them for events. You can even volunteer.
Imagine volunteering at an Echo event, right?
Oh, wow.
You're not just watching a concert. You're part of it. You feel the energy. You see the connections people make. You see how the music moves them. It's powerful stuff.
That does make you wonder what it'd be like to get involved. Like, what would someone expect if they volunteered at Echo?
It's a great way to peek behind the curtain, see how they make this magic happen.
Uh-huh.
You could be helping set up events, maybe even supporting their educational programs. It's all about being part of the Echo family. You meet other music lovers. You get up close and personal with those performances.
Right.
It's a whole experience.
So it's more than just a concert hall. It's a community space.
Exactly.
It's about experiencing incredible music.
Yeah.
But also about artistic fusion, about bringing people together, about creating something totally unique right here in West Houston.
It makes you think, though.
It does.
In a world that's constantly moving, how can we use the arts, like Echo does, to connect with each other on a deeper level? How can we build a stronger sense of belonging, especially in a place like West Houston that's changing so fast?
That's something to chew on.
For sure.